Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. Happy Monday. Ready for a new countdown for the next weekend. Piss me out. And I'm speaking with Christina, is that correct?
Yes, sir. And Gary Jackson is there.
And Gary, pleasure to meet you guys. All right. Well, yes, sir. All right. So before I get into heavy detail, the pricing and all the packages that we have available for you guys, I just want to make sure I have all the information correct here on my end. You guys are looking to target both residential and commercial within about a 50-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure because the last thing we want is phone calls coming from out of service area or for the services that you guys don't even provide. We don't want to waste your time on that, right? Now, did you guys have questions regarding on the program or how it works in general before I go into that?
Definitely. Hold on 1 second. Let me add him on the third line, if you don't mind, my fiance.
Yeah. Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Yep, I'm here.
Gary's on the line.
Hey, Gary, welcome.
How you doing?
I'm good. All right, can everyone hear me pretty well?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to go into detail of how we do everything here, so that way if you guys have questions regarding on how the program works or anything like that, please just stop me in my tracks. I'll be more than happy to answer for you guys, okay? So
okay. I'm here.
All good. All good. Well, I'm glad we got all the parties here, so that way in case you guys, you know, are looking to go ahead and move forward here, we can all go ahead and discuss how everything is, pricing all of that here for you. Now, we are trying to fulfill this position as quickly as possible, and that's why we're calling throughout the area today, right? We are a premier partner with Google, and a position became available, so, hey, we're trying to go ahead and drop this price down dramatically here to go ahead and fulfill that position for them, okay? Now, how this process actually works is a customer doesn't have to know your business name. As long as they're typing in keywords or phrases on Google or even up to 60 different directories that you guys will be able to get to own. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce even, all these local directories that customers may be searching on, you guys will be top recommended on that very first page of Google. Okay, so it's incredibly to get that brand exposure out there. So when the customer needs your services and that time is now, then you guys will be available for it. Now, all these calls will come directly to you. There's no middleman or third party that's going to answer the phone for you, okay? So I think that's a good thing because we don't know anything about how you guys run your business, right? We just know how to get the traffic to you. Now, I do see that you guys have a home advisor listing. I just wasn't sure if that's something you guys are currently with or if you guys just did that in the past.
What is that?
I see like a home advisor or an Angie's listing here. Are you guys still with them?
Yeah, we are with Angie's.
Oh, you are? Okay. How is that working out so far? Are you guys enjoying that or is that not the greatest there? I heard so many different stories lately, so. I'm sorry, say that one more time.
We just started
with them.
Oh, you just started with him. Gotcha. Okay. Be very careful. Watch the accounts on there. I heard so many different things. Well, here's the differences between us and all the competitors out there, such as like Angie's Leads, right? For one, with Angie's Leads, a customer, in order to find your business, they have to go through so many loopholes and steps, right? They have to type in the services that they are looking for. They have to be a member through there as well. And then once they put in a zip code and all this information, they finally get to see the businesses that are around, right? Once they do that, that lead gets charged to all the companies that are in the area, regardless if they get the lead or not, right? So it's almost like a first come, first serve. Whoever calls them first may get that job, right? So with us, it's not a pay-per-lead or pay-per-call or job service. It's a flat rate month-to-month with no contracts. you guys get to cherry pick as many leads and as many phone calls and jobs as you want, and that price will never change. So it's incredible how that process works. And then two, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, so you don't have to worry about racing to call the customer down anymore, because the customers will be chasing you down. It's exclusive leads where it's actually a strict policy here. We're not allowed to spread your leads out to other competitors, period. Okay. Now, far as social media, are you guys doing anything like a Facebook business page, website, or anything like that?
We just started. We just tried to start one like yesterday, matter of fact. We just set up one yesterday.
Oh, beautiful. There you go. So I think that, you know, I'll be honest with you, I talk to so many business owners throughout the U.S. every day. And one of the key things for them is that, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong for you guys as well, but a lot of them say, hey, I got a Twitter account, Facebook, website, all this stuff, and I ask for the URL, and they have no idea. And it's not because they don't care. It's just simply because they're so busy. You know, they can't attend to all this stuff, keep it updated all the time. Well, that's where we come into play. We specialize in making sure to build the traffic, and we know that Facebook ads actually have higher conversion rates than Google ads themselves. Okay, you can fact check me on it. It's pretty wild. So how we run the Facebook ads is like this. If I'm in the area and I type in, I don't know, cleaning services nearby, and I see your business pop up, but I don't call you at that moment, if I go on my Facebook later, your ads will be popping up on my feed with even a click to call you directly. So it's really impressive how the marketing works with the Facebook ads on there. Okay, and that's included in your package. Okay? Now, yeah, that's wild. So based off of everything here, it seems like this could be really beneficial for you guys and your company. Let's go over pricing. If this is something you guys could comfortably budget, we'll love to go ahead and talk further about having you guys join the family here at Local Splash today. Does that sound like a plan for you guys?
Thanks. We'd love to hear the pricing.
Sure, sure thing. Okay, so this is how it works. Everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement in the very beginning. We want to make sure, obviously, it takes time to get you up on that first page of Google. We'll go over that timeline breakdown in just a moment here, okay? Now, your price is going to be a set flat rate month-to-month with no contracts. And now, Lulu actually put in a good credit for you guys as well, so it drops the price down further. So our normal pricing was at $599 a month with the $299 setup fee. But Lulu actually put in a credit for you guys on top of everything. So it drops your price down dramatically, all the way down to $249 a month with no setup fee or anything like that. And that's including everything we spoke about. You got your 60 different directories, first page of Google, Facebook business page with ads as well too, and an account management team to run new promotions or change out keywords for you Monday through Friday. But you guys also get a tracking system, so you can see where the customers are calling from live. And also, if you miss a phone call, you can give them a call right back. Again, there's no pay per lead or job or anything like that on this. Now, Christina, Gary, based off of everything you guys heard, what the package includes, the pricing and everything here, is this something that hits the ballpark in your budget?
Maybe not right now.
Okay, is it a little bit high in the pricing on there for you guys at the current moment, or?
He said it one more time. Oh,
I said that guitar was fast.
Yes, for everything. Sure, sure. So for everything we spoke about, all the bells and whistles, it's at $249 per month, flat rate.
Okay.
Is that something you guys can comfortably budget, or?
Yeah, I think it would be great.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, I think
awesome, you guys. Okay, so we're all on the same page here. So the next thing what we'll do is, because we need to make sure that Google sends you guys out a verification letter, right? They want to make sure you guys are real people, have a real business, right? So what's going to happen is they're going to send a letter physically in the mail to you. Just make sure to look out for that mail. So that way you can verify that you have a real business and all that from there, okay? Now, our timeline breakdown looks like this. Anywhere from 5 to 7 days, your directories, all of them we talked about, your Google listings, everything. So you got Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, things like that. and your dashboard, your tracking system, will be completed within that first 5 to 7 days. I did notice that you guys didn't have a website at the moment, and I know it's a huge factor in running business, you know, and for customers to see pictures and testimonies, things like that. So what I'm going to do for you guys, me personally over here, is I'm going to throw in a website completely on the house for you guys, no additional charges, okay? So as long as you guys are with us, we'll make sure to take care of that for you, okay?
That's awesome.
What was that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, really going to look out for you guys, don't worry. So I want to make sure to go ahead and build the account. I have it under, who would you like to put it under, Christina or Gary? Obviously, I'll put both authorized users, but. Okay. So we're putting it under Christina?
You put it under Gary.
Under Gary, okay. And Gary, how do you spell your last name?
Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Perfect. And then, as far as the email, so we could send the invoice and also a second form of contact to reach out to you guys on.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up. You're going to have to say that one more time.
So it's AG Corporation LLC at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Perfect. And then also, I want to repeat that back. I get A as in Apple, D as in David, Corporation, LLC, at yahoo.com?
No. A and G, like the
oh,
A and then the A and then the N sign and then G.
No.
It's oh, not. I'm so sorry.
Tell him again.
It's A, G, as in Gary.
Oh, okay. Corporation.
LLC@yahoo.com.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you, guys. Sorry. Sometimes it's like crackling through when the voice comes through, so it's like, I swear I'm paying attention. And then the best phone number to reach you guys would for us to contact you, would it be the ending with the 9702 number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Beautiful. And then I want to make sure I have everything correct in my hand. I have the address here at 671 McPherson Drive, Unit A, Nashville, 37221. Is that right?
Right. Okay.
Is it
supposed to be B, eh? No, it's A. Okay. All right. You're good. You know, I went to Nashville not too long ago as well. Like, I say not too long ago, about like a half, like 6 months ago or so. And I have a blast. I love it out there. The storms are even beautiful.
Yes.
So.
Where are you from?
I'm in Tampa, Florida currently, but I travel through it all the time. But our business is actually in Fountain Valley, California. So we're everywhere throughout the U.S. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And then for your time I just want to make sure because some parts of Tennessee I know is a little bit different. East Coast time, some of it is Central time. I'm assuming you guys are in Central because you're in Nashville, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, our technicians, we're going to set up a tech call because they're going to go ahead and develop the website for you. They're going to confirm everything that we go over today. It takes 12 minutes here. And after that, once they do, they're going to disperse it to their other technicians to make sure they get everything up and running fast as possible for you, okay? Now, we do ask for an hour window. Just want to make sure to let you know that doesn't mean it's going to take a full hour. It just means that they're going to call you within that hour time frame, okay? What time do you guys have available or one of you guys have availability to talk tomorrow?
Tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow for that.
Okay, it'll be around after about 3 or 4 or 5.
Okay. I can set it for 4 p.m. Would that work for you guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it Jason's time?
Yeah, it's going to be your time. It's going to be 2 o'clock their time, but you guys will be talking to them from the future there, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to send it to that same email for A&G or agcorporationllc@yahoo.com. So that way we can go ahead and hit accept on your end, so that way they see you're committed, but then they're going to hit accept on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, too, okay? All right. Okay. And then I'll let you know as soon as I get that over to you. They're going to ask for Gary because that's the name on the account on there. But obviously, you both will be authorized users. That's what I'm going to put as, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I'm going to put that there and also set up a reminder for them. Okay. And then how? All right. I'm sending that to you. I just sent it now. Let me know you guys got it.
Yes,
I got it. Beautiful. And if you hit yes or accept on there, we'll be great on that side. And I'm going to go over some of the magic here. Far as your customers, how would you like them to contact you guys? Through phone, text, email, or all three?
All three.
All three? Perfect. Okay. Yes, and would you like them to contact just the same number here? That I have, the 9702, or do you want me to add another number?
That number.
This number? Okay. And Christina, I'm going to add you as an authorized user on this account as well, so don't worry, I didn't forget. All right. Now, how would you guys like to be found as far as your hours of operations? Would you like to be 24/7, Monday through Friday?
How would you like to be?
Huh?
That's a good question.
I can't hear you.
That's a good question.
We can always modify it, you guys. I just want to make sure that they have something there for you, right?
Yeah, I would say Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday.
Okay. Yeah, and what time do you think?
Is that kind of system?
Yeah, that's fine.
7 to 5:30 or 7 to 7 or something like that.
Okay. If you want, I can. Which one do you guys? 7 to 7 or?
7 to 7. Yeah.
7 to 7, okay. And don't be ever afraid to let us know. Our technicians, that's what they're there for, right? So obviously you're going to be talking with them from here on out most of the time. I'm going to say like 99% of the time. But if for any reason you can't get a hold of them, I'm going to give you guys my direct phone number as well, too. You can text me, call me in case you can't get a hold of them, and I'll reach out to them for you if I have to, okay? Always want to make sure you have some form of contact.
Okay, can you put that number down? Put that number down.
Let me know when you guys are ready. I'll give you that number.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. So it's 877-635-6225. My extension is 3736.
3736.
You got it. Now, our technicians, hey, they'll call from – oh, my name is John, J-O-N. And so, again, our technicians, they're going to call from this 877 number. Everyone has different extensions and things like that, so make sure you save that number, okay, because that's what the number they're going to call you from. All right, perfect. And then also, and you guys, I'm putting a reminder for these guys as well here. Now, we're going to go over some heavy detail of the services you like to be found for exactly, okay? So I have a few already. I have carpet cleanings. I have cleaning services, deep cleanings, all-inclusive, residential and commercial. I see from the Angie's here, like valet trash pickup service available as well. Do you guys want me to add that one or no? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And we have, is there anything else that I could be missing? I want to make sure to add them in there as best as possible. The more the better for you guys.
We do trash removal, U-Haul, junk removal.
U-Haul, trash removal. Okay.
We also do janitorial.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. I'll make sure to add that in there as well. Okay. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in parentheses for our technicians because they're going to get started on things today, but so that way they're not starting from scratch when they talk to you tomorrow. But I'm going to put in to remind them to say, hey, listen, a customer may want to add more keywords so that way they can bring that up. You guys have time to think about things and discuss it tonight. And tomorrow when you talk to them, you can add that more if you wanted to, okay?
Okay.
And again, there's no additional charges for this stuff, okay, guys? If I can give you the best advice to make sure everything works accordingly for you and your business, communication is key, all right? So if you don't like a certain ad or something, you say, please, I need to change this up or I need to change this picture or add a testimonial, we can't read your mind, right? So just let them know, and they'll go ahead and make that happen for you, okay? All right.
Yes, sir.
Then, perfect, perfect. Let's see, okay, and then do you guys have a regular Facebook business page? I remember we spoke about that a little bit.
We're building a Facebook page right now as we speak. We started last night.
Okay, gotcha.
We'll still be doing it today.
Okay.
Okay, we're working on it right now.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put, because that's the only thing they're going to need so that way they can run those Facebook ads for you. So just make sure to give them the URL by tomorrow, okay?
What's the URL? What's that mean?
So like it will say www.ag, I'm just giving you an example, agcorporation@facebook.com, you know? They'll walk you through to get that. Yeah.
Okay. It's the website,
is. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what you were about to say.
It's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, you learn
something
new every day. My bad.
You're good. And then how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you guys do cash, check, Venmo, PayPal?
All the above.
All right. Sounds good. I think the more the merrier for these people, right? You never know how they're going to pay you.
Yes, sir.
That's like credit card right now.
Credit card, okay. Add that there.
No, we do not do credit card.
Oh, you don't do credit card. Got it. Okay.
We're working on doing that.
That's okay. Do you guys use Zelle?
We're setting that up too.
Zelle is like it's kind of like Venmo as well as one of those type of apps. It's just straight from bank accounts. So they don't actually do taxes on it as of right now anyway. So
yeah.
Okay. I highly recommend that one. And then
yes, sir.
For your distance out there, I just want to make sure I have this correct then still. We're still doing about 50 miles out of Nashville, correct?
Yes, sir.
Pow. Okay, I think I have everything here, and then I'm just going to go ahead and send that over to them right now. Now, the next part what we're going to do is we're going to go through our voice verification process. This is a recorded part of the phone call here. We want to make sure you guys are well taken care of, everything's recorded, seeing our pricing, all that, so that way you guys are grandfathered in here, okay? Because the pricing is here is literally almost like family pricing that we're giving you, plus the website and all of it, so... what I'm going to do is ask you guys a few questions. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you guys have questions for me, please, by all means, stop me in my tracks, ask away. I'll be more than happy to answer them for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, so here we go. I'm going to get it started here. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification process. This call will be recorded to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
A&G Corporation, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Gary Jackson, and I'm the CEO of the business.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
And, of course, you guys are both the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second, you guys. So we're going to set up a security question and answer. Just make sure you guys remember the answer part, because we're going to, when we call in, we'll ask the security question, so that way we're not giving your information out to anybody, all right? We want to make sure you guys are very well kept and secured, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
All right, and last question. In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Beautiful. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 30th, in a non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 30th of every month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, you agree, Christina.
All right, beautiful, guys. Thank you. Thank you. So here we go. We're going to set up your security question. You guys get to choose and make up any answer on this one, though. But as far as the question, it would be either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
The first pet name, your shit.
Yes, your first pet's name. Do you want to choose that one?
Yes.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Roscoe.
R-A-S-C-O, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Now, this security answer will never change, so it's a red flag if anyone tries to ask to update that thing, okay? And on the card that we'll be using today, guys, would it be under Gary Jackson or would it be under Christina Jackson?
It's on the boat. You can give me a card.
I got to go real fast.
Okay. The card number is 542-4-3236-7167-39. Beautiful. Is that a MasterCard or Visa or?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, just making sure. And then the expiration date?
10/26.
You said 10/26. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then also the security code on the back?
948.
Beautiful. And I just want to make sure I have everything correct here. So the name on the card, how what does it say on there?
It's Christina Oprah.
Oh, Christina.
R-I. S-E-I-N-A, O-P-R-I-N.
O-P-R-I-N. Okay, thank you.
O-P-R-I-N.
Did I get that right? O-P-R-I-N?
No, O-P-R-I-N.
Okay, perfect. And then I have the address. I'm assuming the address is the same, right? The 671 McPherson Drive?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to make sure to go ahead and put this in here, and we're going to go ahead and charge the account for $249. Now I'm going to stay on the phone because the email is going to send out, and also a text message will probably come to Gary's phone or whoever's phone this one is, the 9702?
That's a business phone.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha. Oh, actually, hold on. I don't have the billing address correct, or billing information is incorrect. Oh, that's why. There we go. Hold on. It didn't save. Let me try it one more time.
The address is 671A McPherson Drive, Nashville, Tennessee, 37621.
Perfect.
And the name is Christina, R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
Gotcha, gotcha. And we're gonna have to do the card number one last time. I'm sorry, it just didn't save on there. Hate to make you work extra, but I got you. Hello, Christina?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Can you read the card number out to me one more time? It didn't save on my side. Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. It's 5424-3236-0671-6739.
Thank you. And it was the expiration was 1026, was it?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the security code one last time?
948.
Okay, thank you. Let me try this again. Here we go. All right, there we go. Okay, so now this one is saying insufficient funds on the card, but sometimes with MasterCards, what they do is they send a text message to you or an email saying they want to make sure that it's you that that you can approve to have this card be used. Did you get a text or an email?
No, not yet.
Okay, we'll wait on that one. Does it have the company name on the card as well, too?
No, it does not.
Okay, just making sure.
It's a personal card. Not a business card.
That's okay. All right, take a look to see, refresh your email or check your phone just to see if that came, if that gave you a something there, a heads up there. Nothing, huh? Nothing still. Okay. I can try. Let me see. And maybe will it go to? Well, it's got to go to your phone, huh? Let's see what we got here. Yeah, I keep saying insufficient funds on there. Let me see. There's not a different card we could use, right?
No.
Wow, interesting. Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
He's still on the phone?
Yeah.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
So, yeah, when I'm trying to charge the card for the $249, it's saying insufficient funds. Sometimes with MasterCards, they send, like, a text message to you guys or an email saying they want to make sure that it's you guys are trying to spend that amount. Did you receive anything either?
No.
Okay.
I haven't received anything.
So I might have to go and put it in a different account. If you can call back, I might have to take it out of this account and put it in a different account, in a business account.
That's fine. However, it makes it more comfortable for you guys. And again, you guys can always modify the billing on your own as well too to change which card it takes out of. It's just, okay. Yeah, we wanted to make sure you guys started. So under the other account then, would it be under your name then, Gary, or would it be under still Christina's name?
Both of the accounts is under both our names, so it'll be under my name either way it goes. So I just have to go and put it in
okay.
My business account.
Okay.
So using the other card.
Gotcha.
It'd be easier like that.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead.
I'm about to check this. Now I'm about to take the money out there to kind of put it in the other account.
Did you guys want to go ahead and do that so that way we can go ahead and place the payment on you? I just want to make sure I'm on the phone with you guys so that way you guys are you see the invoice. There will be one little
I'm about to tell you, I'm gonna have to take it out and you have to go chase and put it in there.
Okay.
What time works better for me to give you guys, or who should I call, or what are we doing from here?
you can call this phone number, the number that you call. You can call that number right back. I'm going to transfer the money real quick.
Okay, sounds good. And then what? It's going to be $249.
Okay.
And then what time would you guys like me to give you a call right back for it?
Give me about
an hour. 1 hour? Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so I'll give you guys a call in an hour from now, okay? And we'll go ahead and take care of that. All right, no problem. I got you guys. Don't worry. All right. Drive safe.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right, talk to you then. Bye.